Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kumpiyansa ang AstraZeneca na ang kanilang COVID-19 vaccine ay may winning formula na sinasabing mas epektibo kaysa inaasahan. Gayunman, hindi nagmamadali ang federal government para aprubahan ito. Sinasabi ng mga eksperto na masyado pang maaga para subukan ang Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine dahil hindi pa tiyak kung magiging mabisa ito para sa lahat. Inaasahan ng mga Australians na magdadala ng pag-asa ang bagong taon sa tulong ng COVID-19 vaccine. Ayon kay Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, hindi kailangang madaliin ng pamahalaan ang proseso sa pag-aproba dito.
Our regulators are increasingly confident that the choices that we've made are likely to be backed up by regulatory approval. They're the choices of the medical expert panel, then backed and put into action by the government. And so what we're seeing is the world is likely to be in the fortunate position of having a number of vaccines that are highly effective. We are in the fortunate position of having three vaccines at this stage, all of which are on track to being highly effective, available, and then rolled out safely across the Australian population.
Ang malawakang coronavirus vaccine program ng Australia ay base sa tatlong vaccine, ang Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, ang Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, at ang Novavax vaccine. Sinasabi ng chief executive ng AstraZeneca na si Pascal Soriot na mas epektibo ang kanilang winning formula kaysa ibang vaccine tulad ng Pfizer. Sa inisyal na resulta, ang bisa ng vaccine sa pagpigil ng mga sakit ay 62% kumpara sa 95% na bisa ng Pfizer at German-BioNTech. 3.8 million doses naman ng AstraZeneca vaccine ang kukunin ng Australia sa 2021, habang 50 million ang gagawin o ima-manufacture sa bansa sa buong taon. Kumpiyansa si Ginoong Hunt na tama ang kanilang pagpili sa gitna ng mga trials at approvals sa nasabing vaccine.
One important consideration is that the world has never had what's called an mRNA vaccine before. Pfizer and Moderna are both mRNA vaccines. The Oxford AstraZeneca is a viral vector vaccine, and the Novavax is a protein vaccine. And so there are three different vaccines. The mRNA is, however, new and not previously used for any form of communicable disease on all of the advice that I have. So that's why they've approached that on the basis that they have.
Samantala, 10 million doses ng Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine naman ang inaasahang unang maaprubahan ng federal government.
It's likely that Pfizer will have the first of the approvals in Australia on the latest advice from the TGA, and we've been working with them and signing the final agreement on distribution, and we'll begin with whichever vaccine has first approval.
Susuriin ng Therapeutic Goods Administration ng bansa ang resulta ng mga trials bago tuluyang aprubahan. Ayon kay Professor Peter Coligno ng Australian National University, inaasahang magkakaroon ng bentahe ang Australia. May pagkakataon itong mag-abang ng resulta ng vaccine mula sa mga bansang nauna nang mamahagi nito.
So all these approvals are not actually full approvals, they're emergency approvals because of the situation they've got, which is uncontrolled spread. Australia is not in that position. We have the fortunate ability to be able to look at the numbers, the data that's coming to us, to make sure it is as it's presented. And equally, we've got the advantage that we can see what will happen when these vaccines are given to large numbers of people in America, in Europe, for instance, with good follow-up, to make sure there's not rare side effects we haven't noticed. But also that it works as well in all the age groups as we're expecting.
Ayon pa kay Ginoong Hunt, ang mga pinakahuling abiso ay may magandang balita para sa mga Australian.
I think the latest advice will be very, very good news for Australians that Pfizer is progressing well, Oxford is progressing well, and whilst we await more data on Novavax, the last advice we have is that it is progressing well. In short, I think it will be a good new year for Australians, but I also think it will be a safe and healthy new year for Australians.
Para sa anumang tulong pangkalusugan kaugnay ng COVID-19 pandemic, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ito ang binuong ulat ni Pablo Vinales at Sofia Petrovic para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.